It is Friday, May 25th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711 for more information.
Support for KUAF comes from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, hosting the Hudson River School, Nature and the American Vision, featuring landscape paintings depicting a time of exploration and growth in American history. This exhibition, organized by the New York Historical Society, will be on view through September 3rd. Timed reserve tickets are available online at crystalbridges.org or 418-5700.
On this edition of Ozarks, getting locally grown produce to people who need food the most. Christina Thomas reports on the formation of Seeds That Feed. And a progress report from in front of Walton Art Center, where giants made from sticks are taking up residence.
We also mark the 50th anniversary of the Ozark Society, formed as a collaborative effort to save the Buffalo River, and we'll announce the winner of our Wakarusa ticket giveaway.
First, Northwest Arkansas Community College's Board of Trustees will hold special meetings next week to hear proposals via conference calls for the presidential search consultant. The meetings on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons will be held on the NWACC campus. The school will search for a new president who replaced retiring president Dr. Becky Penites. She plans to step down in June of 2013 and has been the president of the school for 10 years.
Arkansas Senator John Bozeman says he hopes Congress can find a way to extend the current student loan interest rates soon. Democrats and Republicans have offered plans to do just that, but neither bill earned the 61 votes necessary to pass. Senator Bozeman voted against a bill that would have raised taxes to help meet the gap created by the current low interest rate. He says both sides of the debate are interested in finding a solution.
Right now, there's lots of agreement that we would like to make it such that the student loan interest rate essentially doesn't double. The question is how do you pay for that? And it needs to be paid for. But I do think it is something that will be settled and in the long run prevent the interest rates from going up.
Another plan would funnel existing money from elsewhere in the government to keep the student interest rates at current levels.
A school that attracts top high school students from across Arkansas will have new residences for the 2012 class. Yesterday, the new student center at the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Sciences, and the Arts was dedicated in Hot Springs. The $18 million facility replaces old hospital rooms that had been converted to dorm rooms. Governor Mike Beebe says the new building will help attract more gifted students to the state-supported school. He awarded the largest single amount of stimulus money in Arkansas, $6 million. To the project.
There were a lot of the best and the brightest whose parents came to visit and who changed their mind about whether or not they wanted to send their bright young people to a residential high school. They changed their mind about sending their students here not because they doubted the mission of the school or because they doubted the quality of the staff and the faculty. They changed their mind because they looked at the living conditions.
The free tuition school was created by the state legislature a decade ago and now enrolls nearly 250 students from across the state. About half of the student body comes from low and middle income families. The governor says the new center still needs about $300,000 for completion.
The group Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families has released a report today detailing the state of access to pre-K programs in Arkansas and calling for expansion of those programs. According to the report, Arkansas has made access to quality early childhood education a priority over the past 20 years, but high-quality programs for low-income families are either at full capacity or funding has been stagnant for years. Research continues to confirm the importance of high-quality early childhood education, according to the group. And according to a recent study, access to quality pre-K in Arkansas has done more to help close the gap between white and minority children and between middle-class and low-income students than any other educational measure. The full report is available at aradvocates.org.
Eureka Springs has once again made it onto American Style Magazine's list of top 25 cities for art. Eureka Springs was the only city in Arkansas to receive this honor, and it was elected in the small cities category, which includes towns with populations of less than 100,000 people. Voted on by readers, Eureka Springs was ranked number 8, and it was chosen for its quality art galleries, festivals and events, as well as the warm welcome extended to art collectors and art tourists. The town is currently home to more than 200 working artists and more than 30 art galleries.
Speaking of rankings, the 2012 recruiting class for the Arkansas Razorback Volleyball volleyball team is ranked as the 26th best in the country, according to prepvolleyball.com. It's the highest ranking ever for an incoming freshman class at Arkansas. Meanwhile, the women's golf team is in 21st place at the NCAA Championships in Tennessee. That tournament's final round is being played today.